Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 5th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And Eric Bickles
good
here.
Good morning. How are you guys?
It is Cinco de Mayo. I was reading about all the specials today.
Good.
I didn't know that And Pizza, which is a D.C.-based pizza company, has something called Zocco's cakes.
I didn't know
or
that
they're bringing back the Zocco's for $5.
I don't even know what that is.
What's a Zocco? Something taco?
Like a pizza taco combination, I guess.
Pizza taco.
I've had like a Mexican pizza before. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
I've had a Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
I've had a step or two above a Taco Bell Mexican pizza back in the day. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty solid.
Sounds yummy.
It's a solid offering.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of specials at mostly the Mexican places, whether it's fast food or your chain restaurants, margarita specials.
I don't think I'm going to partake. I just don't see me partaking today. Are you going to go make a point of being out somewhere?
I mean, I might stop someplace for lunch. Maybe I'll stop at Chipotle for lunch.
But that doesn't seem like a...
No, it's not like some sort of party scene. I'm not going out for margaritas because I'll have a zillion activities.
Maybe we're 50 plus. You think we're day drinking in Cinco de Mayo?
On a Monday.
I mean, is simply Cinco de Mayo just day drinking? Is that basically what it means?
I think it's just a big excuse to party.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of the Mexican troops beating up on the French troops.
I don't know what it's a celebration of. I have no idea.
Now you're getting it.
Now I'm in the weeds.
Right.
I mean, Drab, would you like to
believe
weigh in?
I mean, I know it's not their Independence Day. Yeah. That's what most people think it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the derivation.
Victory of some sort.
I don't know the origin story.
I just don't see myself going out. Like, I mean, you could celebrate Cinco de Mayo and go out and have like a Mexican dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But you don't say nearly one in five Americans celebrate, though, EB. I guess you're in the 4 out of 5 that don't.
It's just an excuse to go out and booze it up.
Right.
But on a Monday, can't do it.
Yeah, you're such a curmudgeon. Did you party it up on your birthday yesterday?
What do you think?
I know you did not.
Did you at least go out to dinner? Or did you watch Scotty Scheffler just run away with it?
Yeah, I watched Scheffler make a mockery of the game of golf.
Yeah, I'm sure that was fun to watch. He was 31 under.
It was kind of fun because you thought maybe he could get to like 35 or something. He actually left a few out there.
It was
total
absurd.
Domination.
His first 15 holes, he had 8 birdies and an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's how easy he made it look.
Putt course he's on. Pretty fun.
Well, the course was a joke, but he made it look like a joke.
Well, the thing is like they even mentioned, you know, the course I think was playing like 7,300, 7,500 yards, but it was wet and they could just attack it. Mm-hmm. Those guys are all so good. I mean, Jordan Spieth shot whatever he did.
Shot 62 yesterday.
Still finished like 10, 11 back.
Correct. 12 nutty. Back. Right.
Yeah. He was at like 19 under and he lost by like 12.
Correct. What tournament was this?
The
Byron. It was Byron Nelson. It's kind of a big one in the golf world just because of, you know, who Byron was in the game.
They had a couple of game sevens in the NBA over the weekend, and I came to a realization, why are they doing seven games in the first round?
Should
Same thing
five.
In hockey. I know
five.
It's tradition, but I don't think anybody would cry if they shorten it. I mean, in baseball,
they changed
it, but they added that first round where you have
best
of three.
Yep.
I think you could roll with that for the first round.
No, I think best of five, like back in the salad days when we were coming up, the first round games were best of fives.
Yeah.
They weren't best of sevens.
Correct.
Now, after you got past the first round, they said, okay, now it's serious. Now we're going to make it seven games instead of five. But the first round numbers were five game series.
Yes.
But the TV network spends so much money to acquire it.
It doesn't make it better, but it just is what it is.
And the one
thing
the NBA playoffs do is they don't care if the other first round series are over. They'll start the second round series.
Right. Yeah.
Good
for them.
As opposed to the NHL, which they wait.
Yeah.
And so the second round will start after the first round.
I personally like that approach better.
Just
I like
get
waiting.
It going?
No. I like waiting for all of the first round to be done. And then you start with your second round.
I kind
of
do, too.
A little more organized.
I think that's better.
I'll say this. They had the game one of the Pacers-Cavs on.
Yep.
And at some point, I was watching that. I couldn't even... I'm not sure I lifted my head to watch it. I had it on.
That was kind of a shocker.
I couldn't lift my head to watch it. It was so boring to me. I couldn't get motivated.
You didn't want to see Tyrese Halliburton?
I just couldn't. There was nothing interesting about it. And I had it on for about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I wasn't even looking at it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get interested. And I was, what time did Steph and them play?
8:30.
Yeah,
I think I went
to bed like around 9 something.
Yeah.
So I never even watched that.
It's just too long. And I'm an NBA mark, and I said that the Nuggets-Clippers series I could watch best of 35. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching that series, but let's just move on with it. It's like, let's get to the second round already.
Now,
2 weeks is too long.
I agree. Well, I would agree, but the NBA regular season is way too long.
It's definitely way too long.
If you think the first round is long, the NBA regular season is an eternity.
And the playoffs make the NBA regular season look like a mockery.
I mean, just think they started in October. They started playing in October.
Well, so same with the NHL.
Same with the NHL.
Yeah.
And it's May.
By the way, the end of the Jets.
Not even close to done.
The end of the Jets-Blues game 7.
That's a brutal.
What a horrible beat for the St. Louis Blues. They're less than 3 seconds away from winning on enemy ice.
Game 7.
Winnipeg's a man up because they pulled the goalie, and they scored with, I believe, 1.6 or 1.7 seconds left to force overtime. And then I ruined my sleep because I did the bit where I was lying in bed and I was watching it on my YouTube TV with my TV with my phone sideways. So I watched most of the entire first overtime.
Don't your arms
like
get
this,
tired?
Lying in bed.
Don't your arms?
I was like this, lying in bed.
Does your
this.
Arm get tired?
And Amy was like, why don't you just put it on the TV? I said, I'm already in bed. I'm already watching the bed.
I mean, you can't watch your TV from your bed?
So then I watched.
Well, you didn't want to get up.
I just didn't want to.
What do you mean get up? Don't you have the remote right by your stand?
Yeah, I'm right there. But I was already settled in bed. So then I was just like, I watched basically all of the first overtime. And then I said, now it's too late. I can't wait for another intermission and then to get into a second overtime. For teams, let's be honest, I don't really
care about
the Jets or the Blues.
Right.
Okay, because the Caps aren't going to face either of them until hopefully they reach the Stanley Cup final.
Yep.
But it was exciting the way the game ended, and then it ends in double overtime with the Jets winning.
I started watching the first period, so I had a decent amount of money on the Jets to win the series.
Right.
That I placed, seems like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So after the first period, I said, oh, well, that's a loser.
Right.
Then I woke up this morning and saw the final score. I couldn't believe it. That's the biggest hook job maybe I'll ever have in sports betting.
Adam Lowry came through for you in the second overtime.
Seriously, Bickle. That's the biggest hook job I'll ever have unless you took the Commanders on the Hail Mary, which I didn't. But that's essentially a Hail Mary when they score with 1.7 seconds left to tie the game, and then they score in overtime to win it.
I know that when I'm on the wrong side of it, like, so say we're the Caps and we're playing a team and they've pulled their goalie, it always feels terrifying. It's just terrifying because they got an extra guy.
Definitely.
So I was pot committed once it got to the overtimes, and I stayed up until 11, I don't know.
Did you really?
15 brutal. Or so, whatever. Just it was brutal. I just wanted to see how late it would go.
Yeah, you want some closure.
As soon as I saw Chris Russell tweet that the Blues were going to win and the Caps were going to have home ice in the Stanley Cup final,
oh, wow.
there,
yeah.
I said, I bet you they score here.
Big
boom,
jinx.
Boom, 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 yeah, right. overtime.
Right.
So that was before they scored the second goal?
Yes.
So they were up St. Louis was up 3-1.
3-1 with just
like 2 minutes left?
2 minutes left.
So the Rooster's puffing his chest out saying, oh, the Jets are going to get dispatched here by St. Louis, so the Caps, they'll have home ice throughout if they make it to the Stanley Cup final.
If the Blues hang on here, up 3-1 with 3 minutes left, and eliminate the Jets, the Caps will have home ice advantage all the way through the Stanley Cup final. Literally seconds later.
Bet against the Roost.
Well, he threw in the if. He threw in a qualifier.
Yeah, I know, but again, he's highlighting it.
That's when you just wait. You just wait for the result. Trust me, I've been there before. I've had the fat fingers that I can't wait to tweet.
Yeah.
And then, of course, gloom and doom happens, and then I look like an idiot. I've learned my lesson. The Rooster clearly is not.
So there was a lot of speculation on Friday. When the hell is this thing going to start?
Yep.
There was some talk maybe Sunday if a certain scenario played out, mm-hmm. whatever. When the schedule finally came out and said they were going to play on Tuesday, were there initial reports that it may be at like 1 in the afternoon? Because I had a friend text me.
I've not heard that.
And she said, is it starting at 1
no
p.m.?
Chance.
And I just believed her. And
impossible.
Said,
first of all, on Friday, I predicted it was going to start on Tuesday. This guy right here.
I think you did. We'll give you props.
But there's no chance it was going to start at
1
o'clock.
The only way that would happen is if it's on a weekend, like a Saturday or a Sunday.
So later I saw it said 7, and I texted her and said, hey, don't worry. You don't have to take off work or anything. It's going to be, you know.
I don't know what she saw or where she saw that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what? Maybe
she
saw
that
for age. Maybe her eyes, the 7 looked like a 1 or
could
something.
Have been. That could have been the case.
Well, we are giving away tickets for game 1 on the show today.
Love
in
it.
The 8 o'clock hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give away a pair of tickets. So stay tuned for your chance to win Caps versus Hurricanes tickets. Game 1 of their round 2 series. We're giving them away 2 times on today's show. We'll also be joined by Bears Verlugo from the Washington Post. If you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can text us on the Lido Pizza text line, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.